Madison High School is closed today after two students were shot in the school cafeteria yesterday and two others were injured. The 14-year-old student who's been charged, James Austin Hancock, was in court this morning. And joining us now, WVXU's Tana Weingartner. And Tana, what are the charges that James Hancock is facing?
So he has two counts of attempted murder, two counts of felonious assault, inducing panic, and making terrorist threats. These are all felonies, and he's currently charged in juvenile court.
Yeah, so what happened when he had his appearance in court this morning?
It lasted all of about 90 seconds. It was not long at all. He came in, he sat down. The court read out the charges against him. He was asked to his attorney, you know, do you deny the charges? I think that is their language in juvenile court.
That means not guilty, right?
But it was basically, he said, you know, I deny the charges. The attorney did, which is like entering a not guilty plea. They would say in juvenile court, a not true plea. Same concept, though.
Now, how did he behave during the court appearance?
He just sat there. He had his hands out on the table. He had some papers in front of him, and he didn't. He just kind of sat there. He didn't show a not really any emotion to speak of. No outbursts, nothing. His family was in the courtroom and they were weeping.
So they had a very strong reaction to
Correct.
It. Is it possible that James Hancock could be tried as an adult?
It's possible. And I should say, I believe his name is Austin. I believe he goes by Austin. But yeah, it is possible, I suppose. Now, that would be up to the prosecutor's office, Butler County Prosecutor's Office, to make that determination. I guess I should say that Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones has come out and told the Associated Press that he thinks that Hancock should be charged as an adult to make a point.
Now, what have authorities said about his motive for the shooting? Have they released anything at all about this?
Still not saying anything about the motive. Sheriff Jones has hinted that they might know what it is, but they're not going to say.
Have they said anything about how he got the gun?
Jones has told the Associated Press that it's believed to have been from a family member. I'm not suggesting that he got it from, but that's, you know, if maybe a family member had
it. It was owned by a family member.
Correct. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. But that has not been – that's not official at the moment.
Now, Madison School Superintendent Curtis Philpott had a press conference this morning. And what did he have to say about the way that yesterday's events were handled?
He definitely started out the press conference by praising the students, the staff, the faculty, the first responders, everyone that was involved in that for doing what they were supposed to do, you know, following the students, the staff, following their training, the first responders obviously doing what they do. He said everybody responded as best as they could.
Now, when is the district going to reopen, Tana? Did they have any idea yet?
They are planning to reopen tomorrow, which means just closed one day for this incident, but that is the plan tomorrow.
And one of the things I understand that they're doing to prepare for this is Superintendent Philpott says they're going to have a walkthrough tonight.
Tonight from 6 to 7:30, we're going to open up the facilities and have a walkthrough for families so that they may bring their children and families can feel comfortable with their return to school tomorrow. We definitely want to increase their comfort level as they return to school and value the importance of family in this situation. Many of our staff members will be available tonight to help greet families, and our intention is just to allow students to walk the halls and help them feel confident before they return to school tomorrow.
Now, Tana, what are some of the other things they're doing to prepare for reopening?
So all day today, all the staff, district-wide staff, everybody from janitorial staff to bus drivers are all in district-wide meetings. They're having crisis counselors in with them today. They will have crisis counselors in for the students tonight at the event. There's a crisis response team on campus. There will be crisis counselors available tomorrow in the school. They'll have those on hand as long as necessary. And there will be additional supports, they say, in the school cafeteria, which is where the shooting occurred. So they want to make sure that students feel especially comfortable going back to the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah, that would be very, very difficult to go back into that room,
right,
wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Tana, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
WVXU's Tana Weingartner. You can find more on the story at WVXU.org, and we'll keep you updated in our local newscasts during All Things Considered this afternoon.